AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It's Rex Tillerson, and watch for a catfight in Washington over this. Rex Tillerson, the CEO of ExxonMobil, is President-elect Donald Trump's choice for Secretary of State. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith on how this will go over with lawmakers who will be voting to confirm Tillerson or not.
The 64-year-old Tillerson's got no government or diplomatic experience, and his business dealings with Moscow and ties to Vladimir Putin have even some Republican lawmakers doubting he'd stand up to Russian aggression in Europe and the Mideast.
The president-elect's decision to forego daily intelligence briefings isn't wise, says President Obama.
It's a big, complicated world. It doesn't matter how smart you are, you have to have the best information possible to make the best decisions possible.
He was on The Daily Show last night on Comedy Central. By the way, those vote recounts in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin have ended, and both states have certified Donald Trump as the winner of the presidential election there. A heartbreaking story from Syria, where it appears that more than 100 children are trapped in a building that's being fired on as the government and rebels continue their war against each other. The UN says it's time for the world to stand up for the children of Aleppo. The UN also says about 35,000 children had fled Mosul, Iraq, since government forces and the coalition led by the U.S. launched a massive operation there to retake the city from the Islamic State group. That operation began in October. The Committee to Protect Journalists says more reporters have been jailed this year by governments around the world than at any time in nearly three decades. This is AP Radio News. Buying a house or a car may well get more expensive. The Fed's expected to raise interest rates this week. AP correspondent Sandy Kozel has this.
The Federal Reserve is all but certain to raise its benchmark interest rate when its latest policy meeting ends tomorrow, its first increase in a year. The real anticipation surrounds what Fed officials may or may not say about the pace of future rate hikes against the backdrop of Donald Trump's election. Before Trump's victory, the consensus view was for two Fed rate increases next year. Now, some say they foresee three or possibly up to four hikes. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
And happy birthday to Adele Dunlap of Pittstown, New Jersey. She is the oldest living American. Adele Dunlap is 114 years old. They celebrated with her yesterday at the Country Arch Care Center singing happy birthday. When she was asked what she's thankful for, she said, "Gee, how should I know?" Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save